You know how to adjust.
I think so. Done this a few times, yeah. Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm very grateful to Ed and Judith for lots of reasons. One of the reasons is that many of the poets that have become my favorite poets, I first read in 5 a.m. And another reason is that when Ava and I were thinking about moving to Pittsburgh in 1987, one thing that convinced us is that they had published a couple of my poems. So I knew from friends what a lively community of poets there were here, so I knew I'd find a home, and I have, and I'm grateful to them. Thank you. One of the poets I first read in 5 a.m., I really have continued to love and to read, and that's Dave Newman. Many of you know Dave. You'd never guess meeting him that he's a great poet, but he is. When I met him, he was a truck driver and wrote these wonderful stories and poems. I'd like to share one of his poems tonight. It's called The God and Walt Whitman. Whitman said, "In the faces of men and women, I see God." I believe that. And because of that, I see God in the face of Walt Whitman, the only poet ever who wanted to be praised so he could get down on his knees and worship with the people. When the Civil War broke out, he left his home in Brooklyn, traveled to D.C., and volunteered in a hospital for 3 years. When his little brother, George Washington Whitman, was wounded in battle, Walt immediately rushed into the field to find and care for him. Back at the hospital, he spent most of his salary on gifts, candy, and tobacco, giving soldiers the love and attention they so desperately needed. That's the God in Whitman, and that's why his writing is greater than his writing. He saw the blood and the bones. "Death is nothing here," he wrote in a diary, meaning, of course, death is everything here. He wrote, he couldn't leave his tent in the morning to shave without seeing the corpses piled up on stretchers. His refusal to turn away, that's the God in Whitman too. And that's why you don't scan his poems for meter. That's why rhyme is useless. That's why I believe it when he said, "What a devil thou art, poverty." Or better yet, this, "Stand up for the stupid and crazy." Or, my favorite, "I feel I am of them. I belong to those convicts and prostitutes myself, and henceforth I will not deny them, for how can I deny myself?" It's the God in Whitman that saves us all, and it scares the weak. The critic in London didn't see the God in Whitman, and the guy who reviewed the first edition of Leaves of Grass said, "Whitman is acquainted with art as a hog is with mathematics." I'm not going to tell you the critic's name, but you know Walt Whitman now, or are remembering him again, and all of us here know we have something good to do. So let's do it. And if that doesn't work, let's do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dave Newman. And the next poet to read is Kayla Sargeson. I love Kayla for her spirit, her tattoos, her infectious laugh, and her poetry ain't bad either.